paper shield, the eunuch said. Try not to look so shocked, Lord Stark. Jaime Lannister is himself a sworn brother of the White Swords, and we all know what his oath is worth. The days when men like Rhyam Redwine and Fitz Aemon the Dragon Knight wore the white cloak are gone to dust and song. Of these seven, only Sir Barristan Selmy is made of the true steel, and Selmy is old. Sir Boris and Sir Merrin are the Queen's creatures to the bone, and I have deep suspicions of the others. No, my lord, when the swords come out in earnest, you will be the only true friend Robert Baratheon will have.
Robert must be told, Ned said. If what you say is true, if even a part of it is true, the king must hear it for himself.
And what proof shall we lay before him? My words against theirs? My little birds against the queen and the kingslayer? Against his brothers and the council? Against the wardens of east and west? Against all the might of Castle Rock? Pray send for Sir Ilion directly. It will save us all some time. I know where that road ends. Yet if what you say is true, they will only bide their time and make another attempt. Indeed they will, said Varys, and sooner rather than later, I do fear. You are making the most anxious, Lord Eddard, but my little birds will be listening, and together we may be able to forestall them, you and I.
He rose and pulled up his cowl, so his face was hidden once more.
Thank you for the wine. We will speak again. When you see me next at council, be certain to treat me with your accustomed contempt. You should not find that difficult.